नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं शुक्रदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपतकासन्नाम। So we are hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, on the subject matter, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. So yesterday, we had covered up to text number 6, that how Krishna became very angry, and then he broke the yogurt pot. So after breaking the yogurt pot, he became very scared, very afraid of. Then he went inside to eat butter there. So Krishna left the place to protect himself. So Mother Yashoda, Utarja Gopi Susritang Payah Punaha. Utarja Gopi, Gopika Mother Yashoda, putting down from the oven that milk which is very nicely cooked. After taking it out of the oven, then she came back to the spot. Prabhisya sandasya cha dadhi amatrakam bhagnam. Then when she came back, she saw that the pot that she was using for churning has been broken. So as soon as she saw, she could understand who has done this. Vilokya sa sutasya karma. By seeing, she understood that Krishna must have done this, because she knows how naughty Krishna is. So initially she thought Krishna must have done this. Then tangchapi na tatra pasyati. Then she could have guessed that some monkey might have broken this, or some crow must have broken this. But when she did not find Krishna there, then she was confirmed that he must have broken this pot. Then she has to search for Krishna. So Krishna very intelligently, he broke the pot very silently, so nobody will understand. Then when he left that place, he was going so carefully, the sound from his ankle belt, Mother Yashoda could not hear any sound from the ankle belt. The Krishna left the place very carefully, but whatever way thief may leave the place, some symptoms thief will leave for police to catch him. What Krishna could not recognize. So when he was walking, all the yogurt spilling on the floor. So when he was walking on top of the yogurt, so his footsteps was there. So Mother Yashoda could easily understand which direction he has gone. And Krishna, he left the place, he went inside the house, but he wants to do something more naughty, destroying more things. And what he did, he put a grinding motor upside down and climbed on top of it. And Markaya Kamam Dadatam Sichisthitam. Then she was taking the butter and distributing to all the monkeys. Because more things he wanted to destroy. But when he's distributing all this butter to monkeys, but that time also he's very careful. Chaurja Bisankita Ichchanam. He's looking all the directions, because he knows that I'm stealing butter. That's why he's very afraid of. So he's looking all the directions. Anytime my mother may come, or acharyas are saying, he's not only looking through eyes, he's looking through ears also. Where looking through eyes means somebody come in front of you, you see. If you look through eyes means before she come in front, you can understand. So he's very carefully, very alert, both his eyes and his ears. But Mother Dasarath is more careful. She is coming very silently. Then at one point, Nidiksha Paschat Sutam Agachanai. Then Mother Dasarath could see that Krishna is there and she came coming very slowly, slowly. And when Krishna saw Mother Yashoda, she saw Mother Yashoda in very special form. What that special form? He has seen Mother Yashoda always, but today, Tam Atata Jasti, Krishna saw Mother Yashoda has a lathi, stick in her hand. He is thinking, I have never seen her like this. So prasamiksha, samiksha means looking, he said look to understand what is going on. Not only is looking, prasamiksha, very carefully looking. And he did not take long time, within one moment he understood what was going to happen. Then immediately he jumped from that udukhula, grinding mortar, and ran away, bhitavat, like ordinary person, bhitavat, who is very afraid of. So he is running. Here we see the Supreme Personality of Godhead is another anomaly. And he is Lakshmipati, even if he is Lakshmipati, he is stealing butter. And he is getting very scared. And Mother Yashoda also running behind her, behind Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, just imagine. Gopi anudhavan jamapa yoginam chamam pradastam tapasaditam manaha. Great yogis, jnanis, through their tapasya and meditation, but the speed of mind, they aren't able to touch the small toe of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this lady, she is trying, Gopi Anudhavan, to catch Krishna. How difficult it is. And Krishna, he is running very fast. Our acharya is saying, the house owner has two eyes, but thief has 100 eyes. He's very careful. And Krishna running, where is he running to? Krishna is not running somewhere to hide himself inside the room. So Krishna knows, wherever I will hide, she will catch me. So he's very intelligent. He's running towards the main gate, Singha Darja, main gate. And Krishna is thinking, if I stay inside the house, my mother will catch me, she will beat me. But if I go to the main road, as so many people were walking on the main road, in front of so many people, she will feel uncomfortable to beat me. She is very sharp, intelligent. She is running very fast. And Mother Yashoda, she is running. She is also running. Mother Yashoda, she will sharp waist lift. The fat waist. Anubancha mana janani vyat chala. So she is running behind Krishna very fast. She is running so fast that the flowers from her head falling down. Our acharyas are saying, the malati flower thinking, oh just see, it's a great fortunate this Mother Yashoda. How can I sit on top of her head? I should worship her lotus feet. She is falling. And Krishna running very fast. And Mother Yashoda chasing him, just about to catch, a few inches. He is running fast, he is just behind Krishna. But she was not able to catch Krishna. At one point, Krishna thought, let me see how far behind is my mother. So he just stood for 1 second. Mother Yashoda caught hold of Paramrishat. Paramrishat from back side, she caught hold of Krishna's right hand, arm. So in this way, Krishna is caught now. And Krishna looking at Mother Yashoda, very scared. Kritagasatam prarudantam akshani kasantam anjani sopanena. So Mother Yashoda standing and Krishna small boy looking very scared way like this. What will happen? And Krishna, he knows, Krishna started to cry. Because Krishna knows, whenever I do some naughty business, my mother comes, when I cry, then she wipes my tears. So So Krishna is waiting, I'll crash, he'll wipe my tears by her sari. But today Mother Yashoda is not wiping his tears. Then Krishna realized today very grave, very serious situation. So what Krishna will do? Then he is, by his one hand he is rubbing and wiping. One acharya saying, Krishna wants to show Mother Yashoda that how I am crying so much. He is rubbing his eyes so that more tears will come. Kritagasam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, standing in front of Mother Yashoda like an offender. I am great offender, Kritagasam. Tam prarudantam, rudantam means crying. Prarudantam means he is showing, just see how I am crying. Prarudantam means show panina, his own hand is rubbing. Udvikshamanam bhaya bihala ichchanam. He is looking towards Mother Yashoda, bhaya bihala ichchanam, very scared. Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj saying, in no incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead this has happened. Everybody, they are judged by God. God is final judgment. He gives final judgment. But today, that Supreme Personality of God is standing here. What judgment will be given to me? What judgment is he going to give? She will bind me, she will beat me. That is udvikshamanam. What is next waiting for me? And Mother Yashoda, she is not beating Krishna. Haste grihitva vishayanti abhagurat. So, she is chastising Krishna, raising that stick. And while Mother Yashoda is chasing behind Krishna, she is saying, King of thieves, where are you going? While Krishna is running out in fear of his mother, his beauty increased by indistinct smiling and crying. When Mother Yashoda is chasing and he is smiling and crying, so that is very beautiful. And when Mother Yashoda cut hold of Krishna, so Vishwanatha Chakravarti is saying, I'll read it for you. Sri Krishna then rubbed his eyes to produce more tears in an attempt to invoke the compassion of his mother and avoid punishment. Mother Yashoda chastised him by raising her stick, saying, O restless boy, so hot-tempered, O greedy boy, monkey lover, house plunderer, from today onwards, I will not give you any butter or milk products. I will keep you bound in this house. You can no longer play anywhere as you please. I will not allow any toy or playmates. So when Mother Yashoda chastising Krishna like this, then our acharya saying, just imagine, the great yogis, they can't think even it. The situation of Mother Yashoda, that Mother Yashoda not only caught hold of Krishna, not only she could caught hold of Krishna, who is difficult to reach, even for great yogis, but she also started chastising the Lord. This is the greatness. Not only she was able to cut hold of Krishna, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's been prayed so much prayers, tapas, stuti, all great demigods like Shiva and Brahma, offering their prayers, and Mother Yashoda caused fear in him, who is the cause of fear of Mahakala. And he is chastising that Supreme Personality of Godhead who has been glorified by all the great demigods and saintly personalities. So this kind of situation can take place only in Braja. Out of Braja nobody can dare to judge the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna became very scared, very afraid of. And Krishna saying, my dear mother, please, please don't beat me. Then Mother Yashoda replying, if you are so afraid of being chastised, then why did you break the churning pot? Then Krishna says, oh Mother Yashoda, I will never do like this again. This time please excuse me. I will never do like this. So in this way, Mother Yashoda chastising at one point, she is saying, yes. Inside she is smiling, but outside she is saying, yes. You are a thief. Not only you are a thief, your father 14 generations, they are all thief. Yeah. But But you are a thief. Oh, you are the king of thieves. Not only thief, but king of thieves. Your father's lineage is all thieves. Then Maharaja asking Krishna, Acha, tell me, how did that yogurt pot broke? How did that yogurt pot broke? Don't be too proud. Tell me what happened exactly. How did the yogurt pot broke? Because Krishna, you see, so foolishly, so childish way, he's saying, Krishna replied, how the yogurt pot broke? It was Supreme Lord's stick, by the stick of Supreme Lord, it broke. Then Mother just asked, who gave butter to the monkeys? Krishna saying, what can I do? One who created monkeys, he is feeding butter to the monkeys. And the smiling, Mother Jasoda smiling. He is saying, you should tell your secret and give up your pride. When Mother Jasoda said like this, then Krishna started to weeping, crying. He said, when you run quickly, this is very interesting reason Krishna giving. So childish way he is saying, Mother Jasoda did not believe that God's stick broke. Then Mother Jasoda, tell me what is secret? How this pot broken? Krishna said, what can I do when you are running fast? Your ankle belt touched the pot and that's why it broke broken. The foolish answer. When you run quickly, the pot broke because of being struck by your anklets. What is my fault in this? And inspired by the Lord, the monkeys entered the house to steal. Then he asked, who is stealing the butter? I did not steal the butter. Monkeys entered to steal the butter. And when they pulled at the butter pot, so I just got hold of it. And that time who arrived here? When I saw, I got very scared. That is the reason I ran away. So every reason he is giving, so childish reason, The ankle belt, the pot broken. And monkey came, and this makes Mother Jasoda to laugh more. Jasoda spoke, O best of thieves with clever words, though you are the son of King of Braja, you are fond of monkeys. And of the nature like a monkey. You are Banara Bandhu. You are like a monkey. Then Krishna said, but I am monkey. If I am monkey, you release me. I will go stay with monkeys in the forest. I will not stay in my house, I will go stay there. So in this way, Krishna and Mother Jasoda, this exchange is going on. And Mother Jasoda saw, Krishna is so scared. And Mother thought, oh, anything may happen to my baby. Sometimes we have seen in the village, the mother become very angry, give a slap to baby. Then baby start to cry, doesn't stop. The mother became very worried, something may happen. So Mother Jasoda also became very worried. That's why, Tekta jasti sutabhitam vijjaya arbhaka vaschala. Arbhaka vaschala. She's very affectionate to her, she's very affectionate to her son. Tekta jasti sutabhitam vijjaya. She could understand her son has become so scared. So she threw that stick. Then she is thinking, okay, I will not beat him, but I must bind him. I must make him a good human being. If I don't rule on him, he become hippie or a loafer. The Supreme Lord, the Param Purusha, Purushottam Bhagavan, he is Purushottam Bhagavan. And Mother Jasoda is thinking, how I will make him a good human being. So she is thinking, I must bind him. Because before some time, Krishna was telling, he is very angry, I will go to the forest. Mother Jasoda is thinking, she may run out to the forest. I was telling that in Bengali class. In India, exam, the children, they appear in exam. And if they are not up to standard proper mark, then parents become very angry, chastised. And normally every time you will find in the newspaper, when exam result comes, few boys they commit suicide. Because they chastise. If somebody is not doing good in exam or they fail in exam, either they commit suicide or the jhan is come, become Babaji here. That's why I have experience. Before, when the exam results comes, we expect some few Babaji will come now. It's true. Winter, not many boys come to jhan, because they know winter, summer season they will jhan, and after exam they will jhan. And Mother Yashoda sees also worried. My boy is very angry mood, he may leave. So then what she did? Then she said, at least I bind him. Tang baddhum damna tadvirja kovida. She wanted to bind Krishna. Tadvirja kovida. That means, virja means power, kovida means knowing. And knowing his power, what is his power? Mother Yashoda knows how naughty he is. Tadvirja kovida. And another meaning is, tadvirja akovida. She knows how naughty he is, but she doesn't know how powerful Krishna is, akovida. She doesn't know whom she is going to bind. Whom we can bind? You can bind a iron rod like this, it has outside and inside. But Krishna is Parambrahma, all pervading. Na cha antar, na bahirjasa, na purva, na picha param. He has no inside, no outside. The whole world, whole cosmic manifestation is He. The whole world cannot bind Krishna. Then how a simple rope, insignificant portion of the cosmic manifestation, can bind Krishna? Her mother Yashoda, she wanted to bind Krishna. Gopika ulukhule damna babandha prakritam jatha. She was trying to bind Krishna just like an ordinary child. So she is trying to bind, she took a rope. And when she is going to put the knot, she bound two fingers shortage. Then she brought more ropes. Joining the rope, again trying to put the knot in two finger shortage. And Krishna crying, screaming, "Oh Mother Rohini, where are you? Please come, help me, help me. Oh Balaram, please help me." But that day, Mother Rohini, Balaram, they were not there. They had gone to Upananda's house to attend some festival. If Mother Rohini would be there, the situation would not be so serious. She would come and protect. But they were not there. So Krishna is shouting, screaming, and all neighborhood ladies they could hear. So what is going on? So they come and they saw Mother Yashoda trying to bind Krishna. Then they thought, then Kanhai must have done some mischief today. Because the gopis, every day they come to complain Mother Yashoda, your son's entering to our house and stealing all our butter. Mother Yashoda became very angry upon them. What are you talking about? I have no butter in my house. My son will go to eat butter in your house. What all this nonsense? Never she do believe. So all the gopis are thinking, today he must have done something. So that Mother Yashoda is very angry. Then Mother Yashoda was trying to bind, then all these ladies came from neighborhood. Then they said, Mother Yashoda, why are you so obstinate? Every house, the small children, they become a little naughty. For these things you are trying to bind him. Please, release him, release him. And Mother Yashoda is saying, keep quiet. My son, I have to make a good human being. What do you understand about this? And she's trying and trying to bind. And all the ropes in the house finish. All the ropes. You know what rope she was using? Any of you know? She was using the rope she used to churn the butter. And she was using the rope they bind the back leg of the cows for milking time, they bind so that cow will stand still. And just imagine how many cows, Nanda Maharaj, 900,000 cows, and how much ropes she must have, using one after another, finished all the ropes. The neighborhood ladies, they went to their house, brought more ropes. And they are saying, Mother Yashoda, what we think is the destiny has not written for this boy to be bound. Mother Yashoda saying, what? Such a small boy, you think I cannot bind? She become more obstinate. I'll go on binding using all my ropes in my house. I'll trap the evening time binding him. I'll see how big this boy's Delhi is. So in this way, tad dama buddhamanasyam, so arvakasya kutagasa. Her son has done nonsense, mischievous. So she is trying to bind, and every time she is trying to add some rope, again two fingers attach. It is not four fingers, five fingers. Our Acharya is saying, to bind Krishna, you need two things. You need two things, devotion, eagerness of the devotee, Mother Yashoda's eagerness of to bind Krishna, but permission of the Kripa. The permission of Krishna also necessary. So in this way, all the gopis, they have come, Mother Yashoda, everybody, they're smiling, and Mother Yashoda trying her best to bind Krishna. So at one point, Krishna saw, oh, my mother is trying so much to bind me. So matuhu sinagatraya. He saw Mother Yashoda is perspiration all over her body. Visrasta kavarang svajaha. From her head, the flowers falling. Drishtya parishramam Krishna. Krishna saw, my mother is so tired. Kripaya asit svabandhane. Who can bind the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is all pervading? But here, Kripaya asit svabandhane. Lord Krishna, he accepted the bandhan. This is the beauty of loving relationship. He accepted the bandhan. So our Acharya is saying, one philosophical point, you hear it attentively, try to understand. So when Mother Yashoda is trying to tie the rope, why so many ropes she is using, but she was not able to tie? That is because the early morning, and all Siddham, Sudham, Subal, they have come to take Krishna for playing. But when they came, they saw, today is a special event going on here. So they don't dare to come inside. So they are all looking through the windows, through the doors. And they are saying, Kanai, come out, we'll go for playing. And Krishna, he is suffering more that he cannot go for playing. Then he got bound. Binding was not so much problem. But he is very worried, I have to go to play now. With my friends. So that time, Krishna's Lila Shakti, the pastime which helps Krishna performing all the sweet pastimes, the Lila Shakti thinking, Mother Yashoda trying to bind Krishna, and Lila Shakti thinking, who is this Mother Yashoda? My Lord wants to go and play. How can she bind him, my Lord? So that's why what this Lila Shakti is doing. She is investing the Vibhuta Shakti. Vibhuta, Vibhu, what do you know? What is Vibhu means? All pervading, very big Vibhuta Shakti. So Lila Shakti thinking that how Mother Yashoda can bind my Lord. So Lila Shakti, she invested that Vibhuta Shakti. Krishna's waist was this big, it looks like this big. Especially potency was invested there. So whatever rope Mother Yashoda is using, the shortage. Then now, how she was able to bind? Because the Lila Shakti always works according to the desire of Krishna. When Krishna's desire to go out and play, Lila Shakti, she keeps the Vibhuta Shakti there. And when Krishna saw, oh, my mother is so tired, drishtya parishramam Krishna. She has perspiration all over her body, with flowers falling from her head. Then Lila Shakti thought, when Krishna desired, oh, let my mother bind now. Then Lila Shakti acts according to desire of Krishna. So immediately, that Mother Yashoda could bind Krishna, and all ropes are lying there. So this is how Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda. And here Srila Sukadeva Goswami is saying that evam sandarsitahi anga harinang bhritta basyata. This is the great. Hey Rajan, O King, evam sandarsitahi. In this way, O Parikrit Maharaj, in this way, sandarsitahi. Very nicely it was shown, harinang bhritta basyata. That how the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Chitta Prasada, his transcendental quality of becoming subordinate to his devotee. Chitta Prasada, that how much is control. Krishna saying, Aham Bhatta Paradhinai Asvatantra Bhaddhija Sadhi Vigrastra Hideva Bhaktari Bhakta Janapriya. O Brahmanas, all Vedic literatures declare that I am Swarat, I am independent. But I am not independent. I am not Swatantra. I am Paratantra. Aham Bhakta Paradhinai Asvatantra Bhaddhija. My devotees have arrested me within their heart. So in this way Sukadeva Goswami is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He showed here one who is controller of all the controllers, the Ishwara of all the Ishwara. Tumi Sarve Swareshwara Brajendra Kumar, Tomar Ichchae Vishwara Srijana Sanghar. There is no need for Krishna to do anything. Simply desires. Tava Ichchamate Brahma Karana Srijana, Tava Ichchamate Vishnu Karana Palana, Tava Ichchamate Shiv Karana Sanghar, Tava Ichchamate Maya Srija Karagar. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is controller of all controllers, now He is controlled by Mother Yashoda. Sukadeva Goswami glorifying how fortunate is Mother Yashoda. She is so fortunate. Na imam birincha na bhava na sriyapi angasansraya. But even if Brahma, He was not so fortunate. Even if Shiva, na bhava, He was not so fortunate. Forget about Brahma and Shiva. Even if Sriyapi angasansraya, Lakshmi Devi, who resides eternally on the chest of Supreme Personality of Godhead, She was not so fortunate. Prasadam levire gopi jat tat pra vimuktidat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He gives mukti, liberation. But what He is giving here? Na vimukti, vishesh mukti. So that is the love. So in this way, we see in this past time that how Mother Jayashri Radha Madhava ki, how Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna, and after binding Krishna, then Mother Yashoda saying, stay here. If you dare to move, I'll beat you. Then she told other gopis, you guard her. This boy may run away sometime. Then Mother Yashoda went to do her household activities. And as soon as Mother Yashoda left, then Krishna started to play. It is fun for him. And Krishna told his friends, I'm very hungry. Why don't you go steal some butter from somebody's house? So we can have some butter feast here. So in this way, so Krishna was trying. So at this time, but Balaram came. Krishna was tied. And our Acharya is saying, all his friends were there. But Krishna did not tell, oh, you untie my rope. Krishna is enjoying, oh, my mother has bound me with so much love and affection. So he is not telling his friends, you please untie. So at that time, Balaram came. From somewhere Balaram came. So when Balaram came, then immediately by seeing Balaram, Krishna started to cry. Then Balaram asked that who dares to bind Krishna? Who can dare to bind Krishna? I am Sankarsan, I am Sesanaga. As Sankarsan, I can burn the entire universe in one breath. As Sesanaga, I can inundate the entire Braja with poison coming from my thousands of hoods. Who is this wrongdoer? Who has done like this? And shouting, screaming. And somebody said, oh Balaram Bhaya, Mother Yashoda has done like this. When he had Mother Yashoda, then he was completely fused. What he can do? Upon hearing this, Balaram mood changed. He is no longer like hairy snake. He became like timid mouse, like small mouse. So Balaram's anger went, and he did not know what to do. Mother Yashoda has bound. And Balaram saw that Krishna is crying. And Krishna, seeing Balaram, he started to cry more so that Balaram will do some help to him. So seeing Krishna crying, then Balaram could not tolerate anymore. Then he again became very angry. So who has tied Krishna? You know who is this Krishna? He is Narayan. He is Narasimha. He is Vamana. He is Matsya. You know Krishna is the origin of all avatars. he is everything. Who is that guilty person dare to do like this? I have 1,000 hoods. I will burn this brother Mandu, very angry. So when he was telling like this, some mother Jasoda came. She could hear. So what are you talking? What are you saying? Mother Jasoda saying, yes, yes, I can see Krishna is the origin of all incarnation. Then she said, if Krishna is the origin of all incarnation, what are you? Who are you? Then Balaram said, you don't know who I am Lakshman, I am Sesanaga, I am Sankarsan, I can do this, I can do that. Then Mother Jasoda saying, oh, all these incarnation, they could not find any other place to come, they all came to my house only. Then Mother Jasoda picked up a stick, you had better get out of this place, otherwise I will bind and beat you also. Then Sankarsan, he ran away from there. He was very scared also. She said, then Mother said, you Krishna is Bhagavan, he is Narasingha. Yes, yes, I can see he is Narasingha. Sometimes some cat make a sound meow, then he runs to me under my sarees, and he is Narasingha. Narasingha is like this. The nice exchange between Krishna and Balaram, very nice, affectionate exchange. Then Balaram saw Mother Jasoda is like this. Then he went to Krishna. He went to Krishna. What Balaram saying? Oh Krishna, I told you so many times to give up this makhamchari, stealing makham. Did you listen to me? You ignored my advice. Now you are suffering. What can I do? Just like in some village, some small boy brother talking to his brother. If someone else had tied you, I would have taken care of it. But when Ma ties you, what can I do? I am helpless, my brother. What can I do to stop her? Then he's saying, okay, I heard that you have broken the yogurt pot. You broken the yogurt pot, why didn't you stop there? Why again you going to steal butter? So I told you so many times, you don't be mischievous like this. And you become more and more mischievous, you make mother more angry. My dear brother Krishna, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. Then when Krishna saw that Balaram cannot do anything, then he started to cry more and more. It's very helpless. Then Balaram again continued. I told you so many times to give up this stealing habit, but you not listen to me. This serves you right. Today you are getting punished. All you can do, just cry, sit and cry here. Who can release you? Balaram saying like this to Krishna. Then Balaram went to Mother Jasoda. Oh Mother Jasoda, please release him, untie him, untie him. Then Mother Jasoda doesn't listen. Then he said, oh, then I will go release him, I can go release him. Then Mother Jasoda is red for yet, chup. Then Balaram became very scared. Then Mother Jasoda did not care for him. Then Balaram, what can Balaram will do? In the end, Balaram went back to Krishna. When Krishna saw there is no hope, then Krishna started to cry more and more. And Balaram, he can't help. Krishna is crying, and Balaram embracing, he is also crying. Both the brothers crying. Such a nice expression. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, one Acharya saying, oh Krishna, you make everybody to cry. Now your punishment is you now cry also. The most powerful Krishna next to Krishna is Balaram. They are sitting in the corner of the house like very helpless, two helpless village boys, and embracing each other, they are crying. Krishna cried because he was tied up and Balaram cried because he was helpless. So what to do? Then nothing could help. Then Krishna saw to Jamalarjuna, the trees, they are cursed to become tree. The children of Kubera, they committed some offense. When Krishna saw, he became very passionate, very compassionate. So Krishna crawling, and he passed through in between two trees, but the grinding butter got stuck. Now Krishna very easily moving, crawling. Then immediately the two trees fell down, uprooted, and two very fallen personalities appeared. and offered prayers to Krishna. Then they disappeared. So our acharyas are saying that Krishna became very compassionate upon these trees. But why today all of a sudden he is very compassionate? Krishna has been seeing these two trees for many years. Why today all of a sudden he became very compassionate? Our acharya is saying because today Krishna is tied in bandhan. So Krishna understands what difficult is life to be like this. So Krishna is thinking, for some time I was tied, it's so difficult, these poor fellows, for so many years really, I must deliver them. So that's why his kripa drishti was very special. His kripa drishti was very special. The trees make a huge sound, they fell, uprooted. Make a so big sound. All Brajavasis, Vrindavanvasis, they fainted. Except the boys there with Krishna, they don't know what to do. They're standing like this, like a painting, standing like this. And all others, they fainted. So in this way, then everybody ran, where sound is coming from? They all came to this tree, they saw Krishna is there. Oh, big tree fell down, oh, some demon must have come. So when they were all talking to each other, then Nanda Maharaj came from behind. And as soon as Krishna saw Nanda Maharaj, he started to cry. And Krishna, Nanda Maharaj was very scared, wow, such a big tree fell. What would happen to my son? But just to give comfort to Krishna, he was smiling, kissing him, smiling. Then he untied Krishna from the motor. Then Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna, who did like this? Who tied you like this? Nanda Maharaj knows because Mother Yashoda has told everything to him. Who did you like this? Then Krishna went to Nanda Maharaj's ears. Very slightly said, oh Baba, father, mom has done to me like this. Then Yashoda had also recovered from the faint. Then she came. Then they asked all the boys, what happened? How this tree fell? The boy says, we saw Krishna was crawling and he went in between two trees and these trees were uprooted. And two very effulgent personalities appeared. They prayed Krishna and then left. So nobody, what nonsense are you talking? As a small boy, how can you uproot like this? But they are still thinking, this boy must have some special power. Then Nanda Maharaj took Krishna Balaram, both to Jamuna. Then they bathed in Jamuna. Then they took prasad, they came to house. Then Nanda Maharaj went to horse, cow shed. Then a fresh milk and sugar candy to Krishna and Balaram. Then evening time, they're all sitting. With all other ladies are sitting in the house. So Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna is not going to Mother Yashoda. Krishna is staying out of Mother Yashoda. So Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna, so why don't you go to your mother? No, 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 I will not go to my mother. She was binding me. Then all the ladies said, you don't go to mother, you stay with your father. Yeah, I will stay with my father. Then how will you drink the milk? Oh, I have special cows, I'll drink their milk. I will not drink my mother's milk. Then how will you play? I'll play with my father and I'll bring Balaram Bhai also with me. Then Nanda Maharaj said, okay, you don't go to your mother. You go to Mother Rohini, Mother Balaram. No, 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 I will not go to her. Why? Because when I cried so loudly, she did not come to help me. So I will not go to her. So whatever way, Nanda Maharaj is trying, so Krishna is not listening anything. So at one point, Nanda Maharaj has to test how much affection Krishna has for Mother Yashoda. So Nanda Maharaj said, yes, your mother is very bad. Why she did like this? I'm going to beat her. When he said to raise her, his hand, then Krishna got hold of Nanda. No, 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 don't beat my mother. Some compassion. Then Nanda Maharaj smiling. Yeah, he's smiling. When everybody saw the smiling. Then smiling like this. Then Nanda Maharaj saying, Acha, Krishna, what if your mother will die? No, your mother has died. An action said, mother will die like this. Then Krishna had to cry, no, 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 where is my mother? I must go to my mother. He was very scared, mother will die. Then immediately he ran to Rohini's lap. Then Mother Rohini went, took Krishna to Yashoda. Now all the ladies, nobody has eaten by that time, nobody has cooked. And they all, then Mother Yashoda, to give them comfort, she smiled, she picked up Krishna, she gave breast milk to Krishna. So after this, for 3 days, Mother Yashoda feeling so shy, for 3 days, she did not show her face. She did not come in front of Nanda Maharaj for 3 days. So Nanda Maharaj says, big problem, she is not coming in front of me. Then Nanda Maharaj told Krishna that your mother is not coming to me now for 3 days. Then Krishna went and pulling Mother Yashoda's sarees, pulled her and brought to in front of Nanda Maharaj. So then from that day, then they united, then all the gopis of Vrindavan, they call Krishna as Damodar, because Damodar, he was bound by a rope on his belly, that's why he is called Damodar. He is very desperate, this person. So I will take a little time from you. Our one of our Acharya, he has written a nice song, Ashtaka, Chaura Agraganya Ashtaka, how Krishna, the best among all the thieves. Please listen. Vallabhacharya has written this. Braja Prasidham Navanita Chauram in Braja. This boy is very famous for stealing. What he has been stealing? Navanita Chauram. He is stealing butter. What else he is stealing? Gopangananam cha dukulam chauram. He is stealing the sari of gopis. Anek janmarjita papa chauram chauragraganna purusham namami. He steals the sin of his devotee for many, many lives. He can steal that. What he has stolen? Who can say? What he has stolen? Remember? What is famous for stealing? Butter. Then? Sari. Then? Sins. Then what else he has been stealing? Siradhikaya hideyasa chauram. He has stolen the heart of Radharani. Then what else he has stolen? Nabambuda samalakanti chauram. He has stolen the color of newly clouds. He has stolen that. And padasritananka samasta chauram. Whoever takes shelter of his lotus feet, he takes away everything from him. He steals everything from him. That's why Krishna is saying, Harise taddhanam chojanam dukha dukhana. Jat aham anugrahami Harise taddhanam. If I give kripa to somebody, then I will steal everything from him. And what he is doing? Akinchana kritya padasritaja. One who takes shelter of his lotus feet, he makes him akinchana, a beggar on the street. Karati bhikshum pathigeha hinam. Anyone takes shelter of Krishna, he makes a pauper, without a house, without anything. Wow, such a great thief. Kenapiyaha bhishanam chaura idrat. I have never seen such a thief. How to speak of seeing? I have never heard also such a thief is existing. Then he is saying that you are so powerful, what to speak of you, even if somebody will utter your name. By uttering your name, Lord, so much sin will be stolen. Ascharya rupa nanuchara idrik dishta sutabana maya kadapi. Very wonderful, very surprising. I have never seen such a thief. And I have lost dhanancha manancha tatha indriyani. You have stolen all my wealth, all my prestige, all my senses, my prana, everything you have stolen. But O Krishna, today I have got hold of you. Palayasa kutra dhrita adya chaura, O thief, you have stolen, I have taken away everything from me. Where are you running out? Palayasa kutra dhrita adya chaura, O thief, I have got hold of you. Tvang bhakti dhamasi maya niruddha. Today I will bind you, arrest you. How I will arrest you? Bhakti damasi toya nivaddha. By the rope of bhakti, I will bind you. So that is not sufficient. Mother Yashoda, she is trying to punish Krishna just by binding. But here his devotee going one step more. He's saying, I'll bind you in such a way, though you are very powerful. Chintasi ghoram yama pasa bandham. You are so powerful, you can cut off the binding of Yamaraj. Bhintasi bhimam bhava pasa bandham. You are so powerful, you can cut off the material bondage of the living entity. You are very powerful. Chintasi sarvasa samasta bandham. You can cut off all the bondage, but you cannot cut off that bondage which is made by a devotee. Naiva atmana bhakta kritam tu bandham. When you yourself are bound by a devotee, you cannot cut that. So I will bind you, and that is not the end of punishment. I will put you into prison house also. I will throw you in jail. What is that jail? Mat manase tamasi rasi ghare karagriha dukkha maya nivaddha. I will put you into karaga, prison house, of my heart, within my heart. Lavasya chaura hare chiraya. O thief, this is the befitting punishment for you. Sva chaurja dosa uchitam eva dandam. This is befitting punishment for you. You'll be bound by bhakti dhamna, rope of bhakti. You'll put into prison house. What prison house? Heart. But how many years sentence? 5 years prison? 10 years? For life? In America sometimes they give you prison house 200, 300 years punishment also. So here he is saying that I will put into this house, a prison house, karagriha basa sada hidaya madhye. Eternally you will be staying in the prison house of my heart. Madbhakti pasa dridha bandhana nischalaksam. Madbhakti pasa bandhana. Pasa means the rope. The rope of my bhakti will tie you. Tvam hai Krishna. Pralaya koti satantarapi. Sarvas chaur hridam nahi mochayami. This material cosmic manifestation will come to existence and will be annihilated for millions of times. But na mochayami. But I will not release you from this prison house of my heart. So in this way, this acharya describing very nice that how Krishna he got the real punishment by the devotees. Only devotee, Radhakanda Maharaj saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who judges everybody, he judged by his devotee. So what is there within devotee that controls Krishna? That is love. That love is so powerful. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also surrendered. So this is very sweet pastimes. And yesterday I was telling why Krishna has to go through all these things. He is Param Brahma. Why all these opposite qualities manifested? One opposite quality, you can say. What is the first opposite quality Krishna manifested? Who can say? What is the first one? Who remembers? Hunger. Even if you atmaram, he become hungry. Next one? Atma tripta? He become dissatisfied. What is the next? No. Beyond 3 months of material leather, become angry. Then next? Dhitva. Yamaraj Mahakal afraid of him, but he getting scared. The next? Anybody? Yes, even Lakshmipati, he's stealing. And next? He's crying? Yes. He makes everybody to cry, now he's crying. And next? Yeah, before that binding, that he's running, the yogi cannot reach the speed of mind, but he got caught by Mother Yashoda. Then next? He's lying. And he's getting chastised also. The Brahma Shiva glorifying, he's being chastised, and finally he's bound. So all this anomaly is taking place. That is because Krishna has unlimited good qualities. So even if he has two qualities, Ishita and Basita, always with Krishna. So even if he has unlimited good quality, if one good quality he would not have with him, that all other good quality will have useless. So what is that good quality? That good quality is bhakta vatsalata. When he exhibits bhakta vatsalata, then all other good qualities, that those qualities have some sense. So now we have heard, Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, Je jathamam prapadyante tang tathayo bhajamiham. As you surrender to me, I will reciprocate. So, the prema of Mother Yashoda, as much as her prema, so Krishna is reciprocate. The Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna is vatsalamay ras, bhav. The Krishna is reciprocate. If Krishna will not reciprocate, then what he said in Bhagavad Gita, Je jathamang prapadyante tang tathayo bhajamiham, so that will not take place. So because Mother Yashoda's love, vatsalamay love, was so powerful, that made Krishna to come down from his elevated position, and he has to accept all these things, material qualities. And if he would not accept these material qualities, then what would happen? Then his words in Bhagavad Gita would not be justified. Of course, when he is becoming angry, his anger doesn't arise from kama or krodha, from mode of passion. His anger comes from the love. All these qualities we see in Krishna's pastimes, they are not coming from material things. He is atripta, not because he does not have, he has everything. But he feels atripta to give pleasure to Mother Yashoda. He is running, he is stealing, all these things happening to give pleasure to Mother Yashoda. So in this way, there are more description in this book. I have to have Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Gadbhat, they try their best how to reconcile Krishna's all these qualities, even if he is God, all these normal qualities are manifested, very nicely has been reconciled. So in this way, today is the day this pastime took place. Today is Diwali, right? Today is Diwali. It's a very specific day. Not today. Today is Diwali. So thank you all very much for kindly. Yes, one question.
This pastime happening one day, so why do we celebrate the Mudrashtakam for a whole month? If it happens in one day, what was the celebration?
Because we are celebrating, because this month is Damodar month. Kartik Mas also known as Damodar month. So that is the reason we are celebrating Damodar Dipdan. And Puranas also, many articles in this book you can find how Purana explains by doing Damodar Vrat. The Kartik Vrat is so powerful. You celebrate for whole month. What is month? Do Dipdan, take early bath, do some sankalpa for eating. That is one spiritual benefit. And also, this month we should not eat heavy foods. We should eat light foods. Yes, that is one. Another month, all festivities are there. All kinds of heavy foods you have to eat, so your body will be fit. And this month, and you have to eat very light. So whole month has some special effect. So that is the reason why Purana has advised us to celebrate the whole month. Though this pastime took place in one day, with Damodar month, we are celebrating for whole month. Okay. Yes. Yogamaya has different aspects, the Leela Shakti, then Kripa Shakti. The different Shakti, all fountainhead of all Shakti is Yogamaya. But then they are divided into many aspects. So Leela Shakti working, Kripa Shakti also working, all these different Shakti is working. Vibhuta Shakti is working. Parasa Shakti, Vividhaya Vasyate. Then Parasakti, the manifold of Parasakti, they are all Yogamaya. And they are all helping, they all act according to desire of Krishna. That's why known as Swarup Shakti. Chit Shakti, Swarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. And this energy is there within Krishna. And they work according to desire. Just like if I want to eat something, my hand will automatically go there. Automatically it will go there. But if I want to eat, you have to feed, then I have to tell you, hey, can you feed me? That is like separated energy. The Bhinna Prakriti. The material energy is Bhirna Prakriti. The spiritual energy is Swarup Shakti within him. And Prabhupada giving example of the Bhinna Prakriti is, Prabhupada saying, when I am speaking, that is my direct energy. When I speak, you record and listen, that is my Bhinna separated energy. And Prabhupada giving another good example, the cow will kick you. You get a kick from cow, that is direct energy, and he drinks cow milk and gets some energy and kick you. That is indirect energy. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhinna Prakriti Ashtana, the separated energy, the Swarup Shakti. It works like that. Yes, last question.
Explain that there were missing two fingers. And one is representing Krishna Kripa, one the endeavor of the devotee.
Goodness.
So I wanted to ask, because Madhuri Ashada, she was hardly trying from beginning. So why there is this another finger representing her endeavor, which was there already from beginning, but you explained that the Kripa came later.
Yeah, came later when Krishna saw her eagerness to climax point. She's really trying to bind me. Sometimes there's a competition between Krishna and his devotee. There's a hotter competition. No. Then finally, Krishna is defeated. He saw that how finally he will be defeated. He saw Madhurasa so parishram and perspiration coming, flower falling down. And she feels, wow, my mom is suffering so much. So this Kripa is very special Kripa. When he's feeling like this, then his Lila Shakti is arranging, no, let him bind. It's like that. And whenever there's competition between God and devotee, always the Lord he fails. And devotee becomes, that's why Krishna is saying, my devotee is greater than me. But the point is, if devotee is greater than you, then devotee should be the God. Why you are God? Right? Whoever is the greater than greatest, he is the God. If devotee is greater than Krishna, then devotee should be God. But Prabhupada saying, no. Devotee is not greater than the God. God makes him greater. God himself is greatest. But God makes him greater. And Prabhupada giving an example. One man is wrestling with his 3-4 years old boy, son. He's wrestling. When they're playing, you know, wrestling means the small boy, what can he do? The father fall on small boy. Then sometimes father will pick him up and fall down, oh, I am now defeated. So that is where how Krishna become defeated. No? He makes his devotee great. But Krishna is the great. That is the difference. And what makes his devotee great? Love. Love makes his devotee greater than Krishna. Vaisala Prabhupada ki, Sri Radha Damodar ji ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Krishna. So we like to thank Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj for the wonderful lectures. If you miss any point or you want to listen again the class, you will find the lectures on the site mayapur.tv in the section archives. You can find the lecture of Maharaj and many others. And also Maharaj have published very few months ago one very beautiful book on the Damodar Lila called Damodar. So this book will be available here just outside the main temple for the Brahmachari Damodar Gaur Prabhu. So here you can find all the commentaries of the main acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravartipad and Jiva Goswami, and also you can go deep in what Maharaj have teach in his lectures. And also there is another very beautiful book on Navadvip Parikram. So if you want to know more pastimes about the 9 islands, how to get to the places and the histories of Navadvip Dam, you can get these books also. So we have a Damodar book on Damodar Lila and also Navadvip Parikram by Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama.
Krishna, 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 Krish Thank you. I'll be out of the way. I'm not going to take that place.